Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation Park District. Call to order.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Hudson? Let the record show that Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Okay. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have anything from the board members?
No.
It's on my computer.
Okay, I need a motion.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to presentations. We have none, but we have the General Manager's report after that, so.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair. We're ramping up for the spring in our parks, as the weather starts transitioning from rainy to sunny. We're going to anticipate a lot of use in our parks as we do every year. So they'll be aerating the turf at our parks. Staff will be painting picnic benches and garbage cans, and we're repairing some of the trellis over at Ambrose Park that has been worn down through many, many years. Pretty exciting. We had mulch put all around our building here. I don't know if you noticed
really
that,
nice.
But they're really, yeah,
really
they're
nice.
Really stepping up and doing a good job. We should have the audit ready for next meeting. That's been quite a grind. It's usually a lengthy and tedious process, but we should be there with that. The community center rentals are just fantastic. They're booked through August.
Wow.
So very, very popular, which is great. It's made a great comeback since COVID. So it's nice to see people are using our facility. And lastly, the transition plan, the succession plan that the board had voted on is going remarkably well. Lori has been taking the lead in a lot of areas that I would normally do that, and she's done a really good job, and I think that we're making this transition as smoothly as we possibly can. And with that, Lori has a couple of items.
Yes, first of all, our CIP improvement plan that for the assessment with Hickory Meadows is almost completed. We did repair all the broken parts. We put in some new wheels. We put in the new playground mulch. And we're having a tree removed, which is also going to be out of the assessment fund. That's the roots are kind of ruining the cement and driveway. So that'll be out. So we're really excited that's completed. If you have a chance, get over there and see it. Lynbrook Park. We are going to be doing the surfacing on the basketball court as soon as the weather permits. He said it's 2 weeks of warm weather, can't be too cold or too warm, so he's working on a date for that. If you go to the community park in the back, you'll notice there's been a little demolition on the playground on the west side. We did have an audit. Our risk management, Capri, was here and said that it was deemed unsafe, so we are taking that out just for the safety for our community. We are going to be putting in, to replace the whole playground, it's quite a bit of money. We're going to be replacing that with a swing set, and we're going to have 5 swings, 2 of the bucket, 2 of the infant, and 1 handicapped accessible one, and we'll be putting mulch there. We're excited about that. I didn't bring all my notes here. The other park, Anuta Park, will be having our grand opening ribbon cutting this Saturday at 11 o'clock. Really excited about that. Unfortunately, I did get a notification from the state of California Parks and Recreation Department. They have put a freeze on the state employees traveling. So we will not be having them here Saturday, which is really unfortunate because we were really excited to share our park with them and let them know what we've done. But that'll be 11 o'clock. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. As far as what we have going here, we're really excited. The HICAP program for the Medicare, we are having that the first Wednesday of every month because it's been so popular. So that'll be at 12:30, the first Wednesday of the month. We're going to continually do that and continue with a lot of our senior exercise programs. And we have expanded our fitness program. That is now also Monday and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. So that's, we're real excited about that.
Bear Cave.
Oh, and the Bear Cave, we finally got our release of our meter. So we have electrical now. We're going to be putting in our barbecues. We're going to be putting in our benches, putting those together. And we're really excited that that's going to be able to be rentable in the next couple weeks.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, any questions from the board?
No.
Any comments?
Yeah, I have a question. The playground set, I heard you say tear it down, playground set. Is it this one back here?
This one back here at
the center. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then with the state of California not being present there on Saturday, does that affect our certification or anything like that? Is this not going to send anyone?
Not at all.
We just got some pictures and said we did it.
Correct. And we'll send them in.
Yeah, it's just this. Since the park has been open for so long and people have been using it, this is going to be a very soft opening.
I just want to share if they needed to be present to say this. We hereby certify.
Right, yeah, no.
We just do have to send them pictures like of the Prop 68 signs that we have and things that everything's in place.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Any questions?
No, not right now.
Awesome. Great reports, and I'm glad that we even have a suite set for handicapped.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of that. Okay, moving on. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And we have someone.
Yes.
She's speaking on an item on the agenda.
Oh, you're speaking
on an item on the agenda.
Okay. So we don't have anyone for public communications then. Okay. Moving on to board matters. Individuals speaking, wishing to speak on items included on the agenda, should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Item A, consider allocating $14,000 to rehabilitate the Ambrose Center Park baseball fields. And we have a request to speak form from Glory Bell Pastrana. Please.
So I have a few items that were discussed during the Pittsburgh Baseball Association that is located now in Pittsburgh, as well as Pony League. It was more to set intentions, but to also request and to set goals. The first goal is being that we would like to be able to utilize the fields here at Ambrose Recreation Center to at least provide services to up to 300 kids. We're currently servicing a little bit over 300 kids out of Pittsburgh, but we think that we can also pull in another 100 from Bay Point directly. Our goal is to start off by having fall ball season this season, which would be starting in June. We can also hold tournaments through Pony League for the second and third week of June. And this would at least get the ball rolling so that we can get momentum so by next year we can have more kids participating. We would love to have some of those funds allocated to fix the snack shack, to also provide additional revenue to assist with anything that the league may need. Also, by providing functioning fields at a reduced cost, it would effectively allow for us to provide affordable registrations to the kids in the community. Paying higher costs for field rentals is killing us, I'm not gonna lie. So by providing a good functioning, safe, most important, safe field at a reduced rate would greatly help us to utilize the funds that we get from the parents to go specifically back to the kids instead of having to pay at cost services. The ultimate goal, this is wishful thinking, so I'm gonna throw it out there. The ultimate goal is to be able to utilize the entire space as having four separate baseball fields, the two that are already there and identified, and then we could also transition the other two corners into t-ball fields because they're not gonna hit very far, they're not gonna go very far. Mm-hmm. So it would be to just create a usable space there as well. So ultimately that would allow for four separate fields to be utilized all at once. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm at time. I could keep going.
No.
Okay. My sister and I do have some experience here at Ambrose Rec. We used to run Pony League with my brother, Raul Pinero, and that was an amazing experience. Not only that, but as a child myself, I used to live right off of Lynbrook, so I used to come to this field and play for multiple teams. So it's great. We are very passionate about bringing this back to Ambrose. A couple of the items that are being requested are for dirt, right? For that's part of the funding for dirt, the rebuilding of the snack shack, making sure that the bathrooms are also safe and functioning. I think that's all the notes they gave me. So now I'm working off of memory, which isn't the best thing. Let's see. Oh, rebuilding the backstop because there are some broken boards back there, so that's unsafe. And then one of the important things that was discussed yesterday was a walkway, maybe just gravel going from the main field out to the back, because the parents having to walk, whether it's with strollers or anything, if there's no way to get back there unless you're going through the grass itself. So if there would be a way to clear a small path so that parents can get back there, that'd be great. Oh, and the fixing of the benches, there's benches missing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
General Manager, would you like to speak on
that? Yeah, I would. So this is a CIP request for $14,000 to address some of the issues. Won't be able to address all the issues, but it'll be a progressive investment into the facility itself as we move this program along and see the success and start incorporating more and more of the community. The more popular the program is, the more likely we're going to be able to get sponsorships from our neighboring businesses, and that'll help out a great deal. But the field has been, I would say, quasi-dormant for a bit. There have been people that have gone out there and actually participated in baseball games off the record. And honestly, it's just, we love people in our park. I mean, it's the best. That's what they're here for. And of course, a used park is always the safest park. And so this is to kind of just get this facility started and back to a completely usable baseball field. We can use it for other activities, flag football and things as we move down the line. But this is a jumping off point where we can start the rehabilitation. And like she said, there's some things that are just basically, they need to be squared away. The backstops need to be fixed. The fencing needs to be fixed. You got to have a place for the dugout, some of the parents. It's just some very fundamental things that we're trying to get at. So that's what the request is for this evening.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
No questions? Not a question, but more just a comment. I think, you know, obviously this project is super important for the park district. Baseball was such a huge sport in this community for so long that we haven't had baseball leagues here forever. It seems like 70s and 80s were just huge with baseball, and I don't know your age, I'm gonna guess.
No, you're right.
But when I was a kid, I played like 3 years, 4 years, and my brother, same thing, and it's something that's been missing for such a long time, and I'm just excited that this is at least a start. I'd like to see how we could get more partners involved to get more funding, because obviously $14,000 isn't gonna fix everything. But I'm excited to at least start with like fixing some of the field, the backstop, making it at least usable so we could try to entice other partners and say, we also want to invest in here. And I'm just so thankful for you and grateful for you and your folks who are working on this, because we often hear, I often hear for sure, like a lot of talk from people in the community that they want to do this, they want to do that, but Gloria stepped up and said, hey, I know how to do it. This is what I think should happen, and I want to partner with the district, and I think this is what we're about as a district, is working with the community. So thank you for bringing this forward to us, and I'm excited to support this as well.
I'm really thrilled to hear this, and the reason why is because I used to be one of those parents out there. I had all my children, my grandchildren, and we loved it. We had so much fun. We even would bring our barbecue pits out to barbecue for the kids. You know, of course, whoever won, it didn't really matter. It was the magic of the playing of the ball. They're teaching the kids how to do it. And those T-balls, I have to really laugh. They're so cute. The kids are so serious. They love it, and I think it's a great thing. I would love to, you know, donate or whatever I could do to help. You know, because I think it's great. I think it's a fantastic thing. It'll bring more people to Bay Point, you know, in our community, to buy from our stores and you know, get things that are on sale or whatever. Even right here at the Filipino store, they barbecue. It would be great. It would be such a great thing. But I was one of those parents out there in the rain watching the kids and, you know, doing what I had to do. And I was a teen mom, too. I still have my plaques for being a teen mom, you know. But I love it, and I support this 100%. I'm just so happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Garcia, any comments?
No, nothing. I mean, I was here with my son maybe in the 90s, early 90s. You know, there was maybe for a couple of years, there was a league here, and they were playing. And I think I remember you and your brother from that.
Yeah, probably. I also know you from workforce development. Partnered with you a couple times already.
That's great, thank you.
And for myself, I've seen some of the leagues here too. In fact, I have a signed league ball from the league.
I believe you threw out the ball for us. The one we had a big grand opening. That was the biggest one we had, and I believe you came out and threw the first.
And I even have a picture with them. I think their name were the Giants at that time.
Yankees.
So I remember that. It was really fun, and we miss it. And I miss seeing that. I used to live in the back there by Manor Drive, so I get all of those
all
balls.
The balls.
In fact, I can give you some of them. I may still have some. I may still have them, because when we moved, we were like, okay, what are we going to do with these balls? So I might in fact, one time, it wasn't you guys, but some people were playing, it hit my window, and the guys were really nice. They came back and said, we'll replace it, and they did. So I miss the noise of the cheering and all that. So this is such a great thing. Yeah, thank you for coming back. So my question with the general manager's 14,000 is it enough? I mean, did we look at it into? Is that enough?
It's enough to get us started in the right direction and to have a functioning league for the fall ball that they're looking for and targeting. They'll definitely need more funding as we go down the line. It's easier to sell a program when you see that there's a lot of kids that are involved in it. You've got photos, you've got people that are advocating for the program, and it's much easier to get partners for it. So, you know, this is a really good jumping off point and to start the ball rolling. And I think it'll get momentum rather quickly, so we can really have a first-class facility for.
And how much are you charging per kid?
Currently, it's $225 per child. Those that are six and under, it's $180. Mm-hmm. And I would say a hefty load of that goes back into cost of fields. So that's something that we're looking to find other ways. And this is one of the ways that we were looking at, because it extends not only our playing field, like where we can recruit from, but also the amount of kids we could service, and then that would essentially reduce the cost that we would pass on to the parents.
Okay. And are you advertising that somewhere else aside from our Ambrose website and our...
I would love to see banners, to be honest. I was going to ask if that's something that's possible. If we get fall ball going, I would love to see banners out in the community to show that we're coming back.
Yeah.
I think that's good. And then I was going to look into Peach Jar and sending it out to the school districts and seeing for parents to be aware that it's back and they could register their children. The board is getting a little bit more organized now, so we're working on it.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay. You need a motion?
I move that we consider allocating $40,000 to rehabilitate the Ambrose Center Park baseball field.
Do we have a motion?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And let the record show that Director Hudson is absent.
We have no public hearing and we have no closed session. Now it's time for our board members to speak about anything on their minds and report on their committee assignments. Mr. Garcia, Mr. Torres.
I'll be brief. I just again want to thank you, Gloria, for bringing this to the community. And this is such an amazing project. I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited about the new playground back here, because I know that's kind of been an issue, and a new swing set, the new ADA stuff. The new park playground too. I feel like we're starting off the year with a bang, and I'm really, you know, excited about that, and just thankful for you, Doug, and for you, Lori, and for everyone in the part of the district who's been putting in a lot of work to make this district great. So thank you. Yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia.
I really have to thank you, Doug, and Lori, and also our sector. You guys do such a fantastic job here. I see that all of our, I went through some of my old notes, and I could really mark up everything that we wanted for our, you know, for our community. The parks being, you know, redone, you know, things that are happening here, the baseball. You know, and just some of the things are going to be so fantastic. And it's great. And the pool, I just, you know, it's just so great. The only thing I have to say is about the pool, maybe you should put a sign out there or something. You know, like just something to say that it's over here.
We do.
We do.
Out there. Yeah, it's out there. During the summer.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody says, hey, do they still barbecue? I said, it's open on the weekends. You know, you can still barbecue. Go there with your family and barbecue. And they say, oh, great, you know, because that's what everybody used to do is go down there and barbecue, listen to music and have fun. But really, thank you guys. Fantastic job.
But we're not open every weekend. I mean, I know Sundays is closed.
Right.
Yeah.
We have limited opening.
So yeah. As far as, you know, people can walk, but you can't drive in.
Oh.
Is it Saturday and Sunday?
Sunday.
I mean, I know for sure it's Sundays.
We do Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
so be careful what we say out there, because you know that people come out and say, "Oh, it's closed," and nobody told me.
Well, I'm excited for the spring extravaganza.
Yes,
I didn't see a lot because I go to Facebook and I see all the people who are excited as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Do I have to register?" And like, "No, just come on in," and
mm-hmm.
all that. And just want to let you know that the Bay Point Garden Club is also partnering with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a plant demo, and a plant sale. It's around the same time, so the kiddos will be
mm-hmm.
doing their egg hunt, and we're doing our demo. And then after the egg hunt, I guess there's a... Do you have some sort of a program for that?
No, we're going to just be having face painting, watercolors. We'll have the egg hunt, and then our Folklorico group is going to be doing a little performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is exactly at 11? Or
11, it starts with all the crafts and everything. 11:30 will be the egg hunt, 11 to 12. And then and the Easter Bunny will be there the whole time to take pictures with.
Okay, great. So we will be having our demo at 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a short demo, and then we will have the plant sale from... No. I'm sorry. Our demo will be from 10 to 11, and then our plan still will be from 11 to 12.
No, 11 to 12, I think, your demo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 11 to 12 will be the plan sale.
Oh, the flyer, I think, said 11 to 12 is the demo. Well, let me check. Here it hits right here.
Is it?
You're right. 10
yeah.
to 11 presentation.
The demo is 10 to 11,
mm-hmm.
and then the plant sale is 11.
I'll make a new sign. I'm going to have a sign on easel there saying to go to the plant sale for the 11 o'clock.
Great. Thank you. And we're going to have the East Bay Times write something on their, I think, Saturday and Friday news.
Mm-hmm.
And we added the spring extravaganza as well. We said it was in partnership.
Thank you very much.
So we added that. So we're excited for that. And I don't have any other comments except thank you very much for everything you do. I appreciate you all. And I'm excited for the transition. I know Lori's been working so hard. I can see her every time I'm here, she's moving around. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Okay. With that, I need a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn until next month.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone? Okay. Good night.